You're listening to SBS News.
Well, at Ground Zero now, nearly 20 years on, there are two huge memorials that follow the shape of the base of the two towers, with the names of the many hundreds who died etched all around them and water flowing into the centre of the memorial. And of course, that war in Afghanistan was started in the name of all of these people, in trying to find their killers, in trying to ensure an attack like this never happened again. But some of the relatives left behind are among those now who are furious at how it's all ended.
Our marriage was truly a mutual wind under your wings, lifting each other up situation.
Charles Wolfe's British wife, Catherine, who is originally from Swansea, was working on the 97th floor of the North Tower when it was hit by the plane. No remains of hers were ever found. Charles feels there's no question the war was justified.
Bin Laden was found and killed and disposed of. I was very, very happy about that. We didn't have any attacks come out of there in 20 years. We had done a lot of good, and all of that is just gone. The way that this withdrawal has been handled has definitely made the United States and our allies less safe.
He says as someone who feels personally connected to the war, he's been shaken by recent events.
The situation that we just occurred in Afghanistan over the weekend was inexcusable, absolutely inexcusable. What they did was pull out. How they did it was absolutely wrong, and I'm very angry about that. After this debacle this last weekend, I do not feel proud of our leaders. I feel proud about our nation, but not our current leaders.
But each room has a little piece of Joe in it.
Christine Lem feels a huge amount of pride for her husband, Joe. He was in the New York police at the time of the 9/11 attacks and was one of those who pulled bodies from the rubble. That day was the reason he re-enlisted and went to fight in Afghanistan. But it was there that he was killed.
They fought, they went over there to make America safer after what happened at 9/11. So how are we safer now with the Taliban taking over? I'm sick to my stomach. Looking at a 20-year war, where Joe and over 2,300 soldiers have died in the Afghan war, all to be given back to the Taliban. Joe was specifically killed by a Taliban suicide bomber.
Christine's son Ryan was just 4 years old when his father died in 2015.
This is a photograph that hits me heart and soul every time I see it.
She shows us a poignant photo of a solemn-looking boy saluting a coffin draped in the stars and stripes. For all the sacrifice and loss, there are suddenly fears the chaos far away means a new, more dangerous era here.